We got Chris.
I should do a new theme song. Maybe, do you want to do one together? It's song, it ends me after because it's playing right now. You. It's the NES Podcast 2. Because this is Podcast 2, Season 2, and it would be nice to have kind of a new, you know, intro for that. And something that we do together would kind of be nice, right? Where you sing, maybe?
Do we start the podcast?
Yes. Are you joking? Right.
That's like a cliche thing, but I don't think I've ever done that before.
Okay, you just clipped the microphone. I don't know that you've ever done that before either. That might be the first time you ever clipped the microphone, so congratulations. You came in extremely hot. You decided to come into this episode. Your whole vibe you decided to go with was way too loud and not knowing whether or not the show was on. That was like your, it's like the worst vibe I've ever heard of. Like, oh, what I'm going to do is I'm going to not actually know what's going on and just not even realize we're started. And also I'm just going to come in so aggressively loud, like, which I never do, and just blow people's ears out. And of course they know that I don't edit this podcast. So it means that's just going to hurt their ears. They're just, these people are going to get ear damage now.
Sorry.
No, you're too quiet. Just kidding. No, you're good. You're good. How you doing, man? Huh? We just recorded the weekly wrap. I didn't ask you at all about your week because I realized that's for the podcast, right? That's for here. That's a different thing, and they shouldn't get that on the weekly wrap. That's for the patrons.
Yeah. I should talk about my week now, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, ideally, I guess. I guess now, yeah, would be the part where you'd kind of just slide into. And I guess like on a normal podcast, you wouldn't be like, is this the part where I'm supposed to do this? You know what I mean? You just do it. But then again, I guess, you know, you wouldn't also say like, oh, is the podcast started? And you're not doing a joke and you're not trying to be clever if this was a real podcast. Okay, so yeah, well, I'll go ahead and ask you then, Ben. How was your week? What'd you get up to?
It was all right. I did lots of stand up.
You're yelling again. So lots of stand up. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm trying to figure your levels out here. You know,
you're, I am too.
Yeah, you. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's just, I mean, normally, and this is what we should actually be doing. And if we had a better budget, we would be doing, and we like, even we're gonna, you know, almost maybe with producer Dan, was just to have somebody that could just do the audio, and then it doesn't matter, then we don't have to worry about stuff like that. But as it stands, we do, because I don't want to edit it, and in fact I won't, and so therefore we do have to keep the levels kind of reasonable. Okay, so you did lots of stand-up this week.
Bragging
about it, because I didn't do any. Where did you do it at? Just at a grocery store or what? At a proper venue?
Should I say the names of the venues?
I don't know what kind of, like, I don't know.
Okay, well.
Like, if you want to, it's up to you. You get to talk you want to talk. You get to say, this is a free speech podcast. You have the freedom to say what you want to say within reason.
Okay, well, I did it at a bar, and then...
Okay.
I did another night.
No, okay, so see how you're going to have to say the places.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like I did another bar.
Yeah, I did two more bars.
Yeah, I know. That's where all the shows are. They're all at bars. They're bar shows. I mean, there's no comedy clubs in the city.
Well, I have like a good thing from a stand-up show, but it was like a few weeks ago. I forgot to talk about it.
Okay, so this is an old story. So we're going all the way back for this one. And Ben is louder than me today. First time it's ever happened, and I'm impressed. I'm confounded, but he's legitimately louder than me in a consistent way. You don't necessarily have to change. I mean, maybe try to bring it down a little bit, but I don't even know if I want to mess with it, because then he'll go mouse mode on us, and we all know what that's like.
Maybe I'll go like a tiny bit farther from the mic.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't mind that. Now you're okay. Yeah, that's actually better. Yeah. So you actually do want to be about a fist length away from the microphone. You know, that's what I learned.
Well, I was about to go on stage,
mm-hmm.
and then like the guy before me,
you're way too quiet.
He came off the stage.
I wonder... I'm sorry to everyone. I'm really sorry. It's funny to me. But I'm sorry. I know it might actually be frustrating to listen to me continually do that. Okay, so continue with your story again, please.
Okay, so the guy before me, he came off the stage. He opened up a curtain. So I was just right there in like a tiny hallway. And then he said, have fun, because like I don't think he had very much fun.
Oh, he was saying it. So you got the feeling he was saying that sarcastically.
Yeah, because he was like saying how bad the audience was when he was on stage.
He didn't find it to be a good audience.
Yeah.
He said, hey, you know, what's the deal with this audience was his kind of idea. He was kind of going craft mode a little bit.
Yeah, he was kind of mad.
What was he? Did you listen to his jokes? Do you feel like his jokes were strong and the audience was, in fact, a bad audience? Or do you think that the jokes got what they deserved?
Well, I went on next, and I did have fun.
You did have fun.
Yeah, it actually went, like, pretty well. So that made me feel good because he was, like, so mad right before me.
That's cool. And everybody could hear you the whole time? Everybody could hear what you were saying the whole time? Did anybody say, like, hey, how come sometimes some of the words you're yelling at about 900 decibels, and then other words you're whispering? Did anyone say that at the show in the audience?
Well, they're laughing, so maybe they thought it was funny if they couldn't hear me.
I gotcha. So maybe they appreciate it. They're like, okay. That's cool, though. It's always good to have fun at a stand-up comedy show. It's always fun. It gets you, you know, rejuvenated a little bit. How long was that set? How long was that set?
7 minutes.
7 minutes in heaven for the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. You remember, do you know 7 minutes in heaven?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what it was?
Yeah.
What, can you want to say what it was?
You go in a closet.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to it than that. I mean, that's not, there's, you know, that's not
I thought it. You just, like, sit in a closet and stare at the wall.
I mean, you know that's not it, right? I mean, you're doing a joke, right? Okay, good. I could never tell with this guy. You know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what he grew up with. You know what I mean? His weird upbringing. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was in his life. No, of course, it's when you go in there. I always hated it. It was always so uncomfortable. I hated the idea. I think I maybe played the game like once or twice when I was younger, and I found it very, very uncomfortable. I never, in fact, kissed anybody in 7 minutes in heaven. I just went in there and talked. I'm not even joking. I wanted nothing to do with it. But then, of course, you couldn't, like, not go in because then they're like, what's your problem? You know? And then I was like, especially if I was like 14 or something, can you imagine what they would say to you? Hey, man, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners what you think some of my 14-year-old friends would have said if I refused to go into the closet with a girl? Why don't you repeat some of the words that you think they would have said in that situation?
I think they
don't actually. Don't actually do it. No, I was doing a joke. Stuff they would.
I was gonna do a joke too.
Oh, you had one? hang on. My mistake. Sorry, I thought you were going to just be super homophobic. Okay, hey, no.
Yeah, well,
oh, that's what your joke was.
I was going to like start like as homophobic, but then be like, oh, what are you gay? Because that's cool and we're all okay with it.
Oh, I see. You. So you were going to like do a little reversal.
Yeah.
You're going to do a little misdirection.
Yeah, misdirect.
So you're going to do a little misdirect where you're like, I was going to start off like super homophobic and I was going to do some like really blatant homophobia on the podcast. And then I was going to turn it at the end and be like, I actually think it's okay because I'm gay or something. I don't know. Anyways, it does sound very, very bigoted the more that I think of it. You did some stand up. The guy said, have fun. You did have fun. So, so basically you took his advice.
Yeah. Like literally.
Yeah.
But
you don't have to say literally though. I mean, you took his advice.
Yeah.
But you think that he meant it like sarcastically and then you took it at like face value is what you're saying. And you actually had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, I did a show at Mango's again.
Okay, this is supposed to be significant to me. Did you? Was it a while ago that you did? Did I make fun of you about it?
Yeah, I think a really long time ago.
And I made, yeah, because I do recall, but it wasn't like recently. It was like a year and a half ago or something, right? Like maybe even longer, right?
Probably like,
oh Jesus. Ugh.
Probably like 3 or 4 months ago.
Whoa. This guy's into the microphone. He fucking turns around and spits into my hallway.
Well, last time there was like...
Why are you yelling at me? Oh my God. okay, so mangoes, what was the significance of mangoes? That, like, why? I mean, obviously it's called mangoes. That's funny. Chris Kattan, mango, right? He did a character.
I don't know that one.
Oh, really? You could, next time you do a set there, you should say, oh, who's going to be up here next? Fucking Chris Kattan eating an orange? And that'll get a huge laugh. Huge laugh.
Yeah. Well, last time, there was like 50 people there, but none of them were paying attention or wanted to watch the show.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
So this is a bar, though.
Yeah. Well, this time, yeah, all the shows are bars.
We established that. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, sorry. Good point. Okay, so mangoes. This time, was it better? Was mangoes better?
Yeah, a lot fewer people, but they're like paying attention.
Yeah, it can actually be a blessing sometimes to have a smaller crowd, because then it's kind of like they don't have that big raucous atmosphere that's going on that they can participate in. If it's kind of just like sad and lonely, then they might turn and watch the other sad, lonely people on stage talking about their sad, lonely life, right?
Yeah. Well, the people before were just like there with their friends and didn't know there was a comedy show.
Yeah.
So this time they're like actually like looking at the stage.
They were coming. They came to fucking play this time. They came to watch.
Well, it used to be like you're just standing on the floor, and then now they have like a raised stage with a banner.
Ooh!
But I got to do.
Got to do what?
I did 10 minutes.
Ooh, okay. So that's you generally do like about like 6-7 minute set probably. Yeah. So 10 minutes.
I haven't
minutes
done
is a
10
little,
for a while.
10 minutes is a little bit of a longer set. So how did it feel doing that 10?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, they paid me $20.
Wow.
But,
I mean, that's cool. That's good.
I felt kind of bad because the show is by donation, and then he kept like, trying to get people to donate. And there was like some coins in there and maybe like $15.
So you think he paid out of his pocket?
So yeah, I think he definitely lost money on.
But you never know that, you never know, because the bar might give them the money for to bring people in. They might give them money, like a little budget to pay the comics. And then the other money, he's trying to like get some profit.
Yeah, they're selling drinks at least.
Yeah, tell yourself that so you don't feel bad, because I'm sure it's not true.
I paid $9 for a bottle of beer.
Okay, so that's cool. You gave him some back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, never feel bad for, you know, collecting that paycheck, I say. You know, if you go out there and earn it. I mean, how was your set at Mango's?
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Okay. What was your what joke did the best? Just tell me, like, don't say the joke, just say like what, like the bait, like, you know, the
I can't remember which one did the best, but well, I have a new one about a guy from Wyoming that says they have the best Mexican food.
Okay. So you doubt that, right? Because it'd probably be Mexico. In my opinion,
or at least like LA, maybe.
In my opinion, it'd be Mexico, most likely. This guy in Wyoming would be wrong. In my humble opinion, I would say that he is mistaken. Okay, well, I haven't seen the joke yet because it's new. I did see your set, like, you know, a couple of months ago maybe, but I haven't seen you do a set in a while, so I'd be interested to see that. I'm excited for it. Okay, anything else, though? We're running out of time. These podcasts are shorter, and we've just been rambling about this bullshit for too long.
Not really anything else.
Okay, guess we'll ramble for a bit longer about this bullshit then. Yeah. You didn't do anything else? Wait, I thought you said you did a number of comedy shows. Two of them?
I did... Four.
Okay, and then the other two are just those ones you bombed at, so you didn't want to talk about them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay, at least you're being honest. I appreciate that. I mean, hey, two out of four, 50-50, that's pretty good when you're like just doing a few new jokes, doing bar shows that might not be the best crowds. Two out of four, that's pretty good, 50%. So what was the issue at those other two shows, do you think?
I did like a, well, one I only did 2 minutes.
Okay, well, hang on. What's wrong with you? Why? What do you mean? That's not a, the thing that, what are you talking about? Why? Like, did you just have to go to the bathroom or something?
Well, I did 2 on the Monday, and then I already signed up at the other show, and then up for lightning round.
What's lightning? What?
You did 2 minutes, and then they play sound effects when it ends. But
where is this?
At Crummy Comedy.
Crummy Comedy. And where's that?
The Wallflower.
The Wallflower Establishment. Okay, so this is an open mic type situation?
Yeah.
Okay, and you signed up for the lightning round where you do 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Are there that many comedians that want to do comedy?
Well, they said I could do a set, but then I would have had to, like, 4 or 5 minutes, but then I would have had to wait longer, and then I would have missed my other one probably.
They shouldn't make you wait, in my opinion, but I don't know. Who knows? I don't know who else was there. So that's why they can only give 2 minute sets. Like, how many people are trying to do this bullshit art of comedy? It's stupid.
Yeah. Well, they email people for like a regular set, and then you can just like show up and do 2 minutes.
I see.
I watched Barry, that show.
That's cool. I showed up at Crummy Comedy one time and did a set. Yeah. Anyways, did not have the best time. It was actually the first show I did back when I came back doing stand up. Anyways, okay, so you watch Barry.
Yeah. Okay, I went to the Comedy Cellar and Bill Hader was there.
Okay, that's very cool. That's a story, because I was going to say, we're not going to talk about TV shows you watched. That's not what we're going to do. We're not going to sit here and go through the different, you know, pieces of content that you watched. but seeing Bill Hader, where did you see him?
At the Comedy Cellar in New York.
The Comedy Cellar in New York. Was he sitting at the table? You know, with all the big, you know, with all the Jim Norton and friggin', you know, Colin Quinn and Nick DiPaolo.
I don't think, I saw him downstairs in the audience.
Remember, mentioned Bill Hader's there, you know, trying to mix it up with the big dogs. I doubt it, Bill. You'd get fucking run out of that place, pal, with your little SNL freaking lib humor. You'd never fucking be able to handle Rich Voss shoving it down your damn throat. Comedy, I mean.
I went there by myself, and then I got sat with like a couple, and
that's funny.
I think their parents.
That's very funny. One of their parents. That's very funny. Like at a table with them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking funny that it's you. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like a normal. Like if I got sat at a table, it would be like a big deal. I would be like, hey, what's up? How's it going? You know, like I'd be like, what's going on? Like, oh, you in from out of town? Like, where are you from? I'd like have a nice conversation or whatever. But I bet Ben was sitting there. He didn't say a goddamn word to them. He just fucking stared and it was fucking weird, I bet. Yeah.
Well, I said hi and then the guy like seemed mad at me.
He seemed mad at you. Yeah. Because he didn't want another person sitting at the table.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. Too right, you know, like yeah. I wouldn't want that either.
I didn't say anything else after.
He's got his fucking family there, but yeah, then that's. I would have, yeah. I mean, it's tough to say. He might have just been like, you might have had no chance, right? Even if you were like really kind and nice, you're right. He might have just been angry at you from the get go just for encroaching on his evening. You know, it wasn't your fault, but.
I had to go to the bathroom really bad the whole time, but
yeah, because you got your flask. So you got to go in there to fucking tip a couple back and maybe fucking put your fingers down your throat to puke so you can drink more. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I was scared because you have to walk through like the whole middle of the room to get to the bathroom.
So you thought maybe somebody was going to come at you. Who was on stage at the time?
I think Phil Hanley was on the show.
Phil Hanley. We know him. I mean, do you know him?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I know him. He used to live in Vancouver. When I started comedy, he was already an established pro, but I did many a shows with him, and I love Phil Hanley. Very, very funny comedian, but he moved to New York, and he's done quite well in the New York comedy scene. But yeah, he's a Canadian from Vancouver, much like us. Okay, so that's cool. He does go after the crowd sometimes, though. You know, he does do a little bit of that crowd work. So, you know, oh, hey, where are you going, number one or number two? You know, if you've gone too long, we're going to know it's number two. That's one of my favorite crowd work lines I heard when I was a little kid. You know, I was on like a cruise ship and I heard the comic say that one. He was just like, yeah, number one or number two. Yeah, we're going to know we've gone long and we're going to know it's a number two. And everybody laughed. Okay, enough of this bullshit. Enough of this. Okay, enough. Did you do anything else of note?
No. I'm talking about a thing from 8 years ago now.
Okay, so that's where we're at. Okay, well, hey, let's check out... it looks like you watched... You didn't watch any new movies.
No.
No, you didn't. Okay, so that's, again, we're doing the podcast again, so... I mean, I don't want to jump down your throat here because I feel like I have been sort of aggressive with you about the sound today. People might be having a tough time relating to me and finding me to be like a character that you can root for. But it is sort of part of your job again to watch one single movie in a week. Now, I have a question. Did you watch any movies and just not review them?
No,
you literally didn't watch a movie.
No.
All right. Couldn't be me. Could not be me. I just watched a movie this morning that you actually will be very interested in and you're going to want to watch.
I think I saw you post about it.
Yeah. So you want to watch that one, I bet, don't you?
Yeah. I watched his special.
That we're talking about. I watched On the Count of Three, a Gerard Carmichael's movie that just was released on Torrent today. It has my favorite actor, Christopher Abbott, in it, and it was super fucking good. I loved it. Very, very good. It's only available on Torrent. Do you torrent things?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay, so grab that on Torrent. We're going to buy it as soon as it's available so we can support, but we are going to torrent it now. All right. So, no movies. I guess it's time to do our improv scene then. Yeah. I mean, we will check in and we'll just, please do email in again, guys. We're doing the podcast, not even a show at gmail.com. Questions for band, improv suggestions. We need those. We only have one thing in the inbox. It's not a question. It's not an improv suggestion. It's from our friend Poochie. And it just says, so glad you're back. Never smiled so much at a recent episode showing up in my podcast feed. Really glad to hear it, Poochie. We're excited to be back too. We're back and the same as ever, right?
Yeah.
So we did a little bit of improv. Well, actually, I didn't do improv on the weekly wrap. You were joined by an improv expert, Chris Ruth Steakhouse. He was kind enough to come and participate and lend us his humorous mind. It was very, very cool. I watched it from the bleachers, and he was very, very funny. Ben was having a tough time keeping up. But now it's you, the old gang, you and I again doing some improv. What do you think? What should we do here? Did you give the suggestion last time? No, you didn't. You refused it. That was uncomfortable because it was like there was the guest who was saying, hey, do you want to give a suggestion? You're like, no. And it's like improv is kind of yes and or whatever. But do you want to, you have a suggestion ready for this one?
I can think of one.
Okay. Ideally, yep. Ideally, we would get that thought of pretty quick. And then we would just get it out there from the brain, just pop it over into the old mouth there, into the old vocal cords and just... pop it out into that microphone for all to hear. Just anything.
Ocean.
Wait a second, though. Like, okay. I mean, like, that's just the theme. You're giving, like, suggestions for, like, long-form improv scenes where it's just, like, one...
Should I say, like, a job?
But you know what I mean, right? Yeah. Like, what you're doing is because you're in long-form improv now, so you're, like, the last time I think you said, like, something ridiculous last week on the weekly wrap. It was, like, foundation or something. So you're giving, like, a theme that can kind of be, like, a through line for a long bunch of different scenes, which is not what we're looking for at all. But he's once again giving us that. So ocean is the – so we're in the ocean. Maybe we're fishermen.
Okay. I was going to say pirates. Fisherman's good.
Okay. Well, we could be pirate fishermen. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. We're bands Flag and Flying Fuckfest. And we are doing improv once again. That's right. Statute of limitations, everybody. Statute of limitations. So we're back. We're doing shows. We'd love you to tell your friends, please. We'd love to see these audiences a little bit bigger. These audiences are so small. You got one for this?
You could get two more people and it would double.
What are you talking about? Tumors? The fuck? Don't make it like that. All right. Everyone, we are here to do some improv. I apologize about the scene we're going to do. It's going to be very strange, and that is due to the suggestion, and that is an issue from the Larry David Hare guy. Not me, but here we go. And the suggestion is ocean. And so here we go. And action.
Arr.
Oh.
Does it sound okay?
No, it was so loud. And then when you said, is the
sound okay? Is the sound okay?
It was the quietest thing that I've ever heard. You went like, you're like full scream mode and followed by immediate mouse mode. Just impossible to deal with for anyone's ears. Nobody will hear both of them. The only people who hear both of them will have severe ear damage. All right, let's get back into the scene. This is why I was worried about you being a pirate, because I knew you weren't going to be able to control your voice when you did it. All right, here we go. And action.
The fish are biting today.
Yeah, what's that? Theo, I can't hear you at all. You're very, very quiet. I mean, you are far away. The wind's kind of going. You're going to just need to be a little bit louder.
The fish, they're biting.
Okay, the fish are biting. You're fishing over there? Sorry, I'm confused. Why are you fishing? We're about to go and fight these other pirates in one of the most epic battles of all time.
I'm going to hit them in the head with a fish.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping you weren't going to make that line. I was hoping that wasn't the way you were going to go with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, anything but say you're going to hit him with a fish. Just anything other than that. Tell him you're going to fucking put a fish in his pants. You're going to, the smell of the fish you're going to use for the battle. Whatever, like, bullshit fucking thing. But just not that. Anything. Okay, anyways. Well, I don't think you're going to hurt him much hitting him with a fish there, Theo. Also, not sure why you're talking like that. I mean, that's kind of like a trope kind of thing about us. I mean, we all kind of talk normal. It's actually kind of offensive.
Sorry, I thought it'd be kind of intimidating.
Yeah, but we're not in battle yet. So are you trying to intimidate us?
I said to like warm up.
Yeah,
just get into it.
Yeah, okay, but it looks like you are fishing. So I'm not sure that this is necessarily going to work out, you being a part of the crew. And I know that your uncle is like a big guy on the boat and everything like that. And he's like one of the captain's main dudes, but I just don't know that you're necessarily cut out to be a pirate. This guy just went Marge mode. This guy fucking responded in Marge mode. Well, that is some improv. I say some shit to him and he's just like, he just grumbles at me like Marge Simpson.
I was like thinking of a different thing, but then I needed to respond to what you said.
Okay, so should we find out what you were thinking of? Like, what was the thing you were thinking of?
I was just gonna say someone has a hook for a hand.
You're gonna say someone has a hook for a hand. That would have fucking killed.
But then, yeah, you said that
Yeah, that would have killed, though. Someone has a hook for a hand, like Captain Hook. Hey, what is this, Captain Hook? Captain Hook up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
You said I'm not cut out for it. So then I thought I should like respond.
Oh, so
that.
You're not cut out for it, but like, oh, maybe
I
we can
just like talk about hooks because it doesn't make sense now.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah. All right, end scene. Well, I gotta say, I mean, there's been some good improv sessions, but that one was a fucking banger. Good God. Remember in the beginning when Ben was like, "Arr," and he yelled it into the microphone, and he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. And then he whispered in the quietest voice that anyone's ever spoken in. It just like fucking absolutely like basically he's forcing your ears to do a big workout. So after you listen to this podcast, your ears are very strong. People have commented that, that like it builds your strength up in your earlobes very nicely. Okay. So Ben, we're going to put this up. I'm going to put this up today. I'm going to put this up right away. And we should get it done pretty quick because I got to be able to do this and then we got to go because we're going to the show. So any plugs, any shows coming up next week, anything you want people to know about?
I'm gonna do, okay, there's one that I was gonna plug, but then there's another one that's kind of good.
Okay. So this is an absolute fucking mess, and I don't understand how he does it every single time because it's such a simple fucking question. Do you have any plugs? And he just makes a mess of it. He's just, well, there's this one, and then he confuses you. He gets you into the fucking void. You guys remember it where you're like walking on like in an airport and you're on one of those things that moves you and you're not moving and you're filled with white void around you and you're just continuously moving but you're not going anywhere and you're not coming from anywhere and you can't get anywhere else. But anyways,
I'm gonna do the Hot Wing Show. Hot Takes, I think.
Hot Takes, it's called. I did that show.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No, you told me about it.
I told you about it. It was really fun. That's a really fun show with a really funny comedian. I think he's getting. He's not there this time though, right? It's a guest host. But yeah, very very cool. So that's at the MOTN. Hot. What day is it on?
The 18th of May.
18th of May. So go, if you're in Vancouver, go get tickets to that. It's actually a really, really fun show. Comedians eat extremely hot wings on stage while they're doing their sets. And it's a different kind of cool, fun show. It's and the venue's super, super cool too. So yeah, go check that out and see you later, everyone. Yeah, here, let's do a laugh. Let's end with a laugh. This will be the end laugh. I'll go, ha, ha, ha. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Ha, 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 ha. No, do it like me. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Ha, ha, ha.
We got Chris and we got Ben and Ben with Chris and Chris with Ben. It's Ben and Chris and Ben and Chris and they are here for you. It's the NEAS Podcast 2.